I don't know if either of you ever used line tapes. You know, I never have. And this afternoon, I've suddenly discovered that I'm converted to their potential. And it's interesting, almost more, because the line tapes that we have available this time are spectacularly and unapologetically mechanical. It's a machine putting the right notes in the right places with your line highlighted, so therefore removed from any prejudices about whether we're going to sing it this way or that way or the music, really, as a tool for getting ready physically, getting ready for the piece. I find they have quite exciting potential. So I ended up making a few notes about how, for all of us, we could take advantage of the tapes, and then I'll show you one or two of the exercises. It's basically everything we've done today, only you can use it for any passage or the whole movement. So, for example, count singing your way through "Wie lieblich sind" and being really able to fluently count sing through it, you know, knowing that every note is coming out exactly in the right place, brilliant preparation, as we already found in our rehearsals. So I made a few notes about recordings and line tapes. Recordings being actual recordings of the music that you might use to listen to. So with recordings, I think of them as having limited use, not no use, but limited, for some obvious reasons. And what I say here, I'm saying, of course, listen to recordings, but please not repeatedly listening to your favorite recording. No. What? That's for another time. But when you're preparing a work, no. Almost, I would say, avoid your favorite recording. Leading me to write this idea down, to have a minimum of two different recordings. For example, one you chose because your first reaction was, ooh, that's very slow. And the other one you chose because your first reaction was, oh, that's really fast. So there, use those. Alternate something in between. And one of the things I would say, the one you thought was too slow, can you get into the world of the interpreter? The one that was too fast, after you've listened to it a few times and you go back to the one you thought you preferred? Or do you continue to prefer one, even if that matters? Or do we begin to get to that kind of stage where you realize actually they both have something really interesting to say, which is where we usually end up? And when, if they're good recordings, that's where we usually end up. And that's a really useful way of removing ourselves from this idea that a successful version or a musical version or a well-phrased version is dependent on an absolute idea of tempo. It's also, of course, really good in this case as a way of making sure that you don't come to rehearsals with your body somehow locked in to a certain speed. And then line tapes. So the line tapes that we have, you hear a piano in the background, you can, if you wish, see a score, but you probably use your own score, and in our case, the tenor line is highlighted, brought out on a piano, which you don't necessarily need, but actually for some of what I'm suggesting we use it for practice, it's really useful. First of all, you can by all means put it on in the background, you know, while you're cooking, cleaning, gardening, driving the car, whatever it is you're doing, humming along occasionally. No problem with that, so long as it goes along with more active uses of it. And I find myself suddenly recommending those more active uses to all of us, the readers, the people who've done the piece many times, all of us, as a way of just getting, focusing our practice. So, slowed down, and I'll show you how that works in a minute. With the tape slowed down, doing that humming or lulu legato singing. Slowed down still, count singing. Slowed down still, adding the text. Slow, why? To have time to make sure that every consonant, every word is in the right place. And then working that back up to speed. All of those, all of the above, you know, all those techniques, legato, couch singing, with text, up to speed, but with a 20-20 rule, an 80-20 rule, I beg your pardon. And the 80 is for the percentage of time spent with it on slowed down. And the 20 is for the percentage of time spent at tempo. The same thing as almost, you know, anybody coaching anything will ever say. More slow practice, less time, seeing if it's working up to speed. And then, as a, sounds like an addendum, but it isn't, a final really, really potent way of using the tapes is to do words in rhythm. So, following through the score, it's playing away, it will not stop. Can you get all the words in a relaxed way, with the right rhythm, correct pronunciation, without worrying about being tired singing or stressed about not just words in rhythm. And as I've said many times in rehearsals, if everyone came with all the words and all the rhythms sorted, the rest would take care of itself pretty quickly. Yeah. So it's a really important extra use of the line tapes. So I'm just going to share my screen with you here for a moment and show you if you haven't been there before, and share sound. So there, can you see now a page of that? Now, this is the alto one, which I'm just going to close, if it will let me, please let me. There we go. So on the line tapes page, we have all every movement that we're doing, you see? Each line, and so let's look here. How about there's Wie lieblich tenor? So I'm going to open that. Thank you. experimenting with this earlier on, and I thought I put up the bass one, and I thought, let's have a go at count singing this. And at that speed, first time through, I found it a little bit stressful. So I slowed it down. And this is how you slow it down. This little wheel up here, the standard settings wheel, speed set to normal. And you'll see here are some alternatives. You can also choose your own by sliding this fella. I had gone to 50%. 50% is really very slow. So I had settled on 85, which is why it says recent there, you see. So if I click on 85, when you click on it, it just says you're there. It doesn't confirm. Watch. It's now at 85%, and 85% sounds like this. Why don't you try count singing? Very useful. If that was all fluent, you might work it up to speed, then you might try, you'd find to then do that. This time, let's do legatissimo. And then you might add the words, and then you might put it. And I think you can see straight away that if you are feeling very comfortable and confident in every movement with that, it gets a lot of things done. And so look at that note there. That's a note that could catch you by surprise. You know, the when you're doing it with this, you really, and there'll be other notes that you'll be able to go, I'm going to slow that down, make sure I really am getting that, you know. I highly recommend it, but not just for playing over or note bashing yourself. That's the thing. It's not about that. It's using it to focus. To help us focus on detail, the legato, the rhythm by count singing, the text without compromising the legato. And if there are notes that are always slightly problematic, you can slow it down even more until, really in the middle of that note, you know? I'm quite enthused by it. And isn't it interesting that the you know, almost brutally mechanical nature of it makes it a more potent tool for us in terms of preparing. We're not preparing the music at this point. We're preparing, getting the fingers ready, getting the technical stuff in place, to then be able to sort of leave it, almost not have to think about it when it comes to the actual music making. Do you have any questions on any of that? Oh, there's one I'll predict. In the last session, I was asked about the sometimes the sense that you prepare with the highlighted, your line highlighted, but then maybe when you, some people, when they get with the group, they feel, oh, you know, where's my line gone? I can hear everything. How do you prepare for that? And the three very useful answers came up. One was just practice more. In other words, practice more than you think you need. Singing out, have it on your voice. The next one would be, if you're an alto or a tenor, whichever voice you are, practice with someone else's tape. So in the tenor's case, in fact, nearly everybody's case, the best place to go is, can you sing your line while the bass line is the one that's highlighted? Yeah? That's a really useful. And another one would be then, when you're really ready with this, to sing along with a recording, whichever works best for you. Of those, the singing whichever your line against a highlighted bass line is a really good idea. Yeah. Any other questions or thoughts?
I don't think so, Brian. You covered a lot there. It's really useful.
Good, and I'm hoping that we'll get out of that. Mm. Olivia's going to. I've tried to leave sections that she can cut into and do a.
Mm.
It'll be tenors and legato, you know.
Mm.
Tenors and first notes.
Mm.
Tenors count singing, although we'll probably scrap that one because the dog. But you're fine with it anyway. Mm. You know, the count singing, and then how to use the line tapes.
Yeah.
In a way, I interestingly, but because I was quite, I was quite excited about their potential today when I was in it, because I just suddenly thought, I'm going to try this before I start suggesting to other people they try it. And I stood up in front of my computer, put on the bass tape, and set out to count sing through it.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, this is really good practice, you know, and focus. Hmm. You know, I don't know. Sometimes you, with learning a, you know, you've got a score, and especially reasonably good readers, and you're thinking, well, what do I, without being at a rehearsal, what do I actually do? You can play through it. You can try singing, and it's just not the same. But the line tape gives this sense of, okay, I'm doing rhythm. I'm checking my first note. I'm seeing if I can get over that difficult interval with that. I'm working on my legato, whatever it is, and it kind of gives it can give a bit of focus to the practice session.
Mm.
There we go.